Unprofessional staff behaviour, harmful physical restraints and a failure to implement appropriate COVID-19 personal hygiene measures. These are just some of the concerns highlighted by the Office of the Children's Commissioner in a report about the Rotorua Youth Justice Residence, Te Mai Oha o Parikarangi. Our reporter Te Aurewa Rolleston has the story.
Sore as. That's the way one boy describes physical restraints at Te Mai Oha o Parikarangi Youth Justice Residence in Rotorua. Assistant Māori Children's Commissioner Glenys Philip Barbara says it was troubling to find out restraint use, including holds in which young people end up on the ground, were being used with greater force by staff, causing more harm.
Restraints are only to be used to prevent imminent harm to a young person when there is no other option available.
The Office of the Children's Commissioner inspected Te Mai Oha o Parikarangi last year, and RNZ obtained its report under the Official Information Act. It found staff behaviour was unprofessional and insensitive at times. One young person recalled having a chair pulled out from under them as they went to sit down. Staff practice wasn't always consistent either. Some adopted a safety and security approach, while others employed more restorative methods. Ms. Philip Barbara says staff have told the Commission they don't have sufficient training and are overwhelmed by the complex mental health needs of the young people.
So when people don't have the skills or the capability to deal with the complexities around mental health, I believe that these are the types of things that we're at risk of seeing.
COVID-19 personal hygiene measures weren't in place, even though the report describes recent community transmission in Auckland. Young people weren't frequently reminded to wash their hands, and there were no visible systems for contact tracing and distancing between units. The report said each bedroom had a toilet, but no soap. Ms. Philip Barbara says that's absolutely appalling.
Kids have a right to be cared for properly, and that includes having access to soap where there's a toilet or a bathroom.
The report did find several strengths. Units were clean and tidy, rangatahi could personalise their rooms, and they had good relationships with experienced staff members. Staff also supported the young people to get an IRD number, write a CV, and prepare to get a driver's licence. But the Commission has been calling for the closure of the residences since 2017.
We believe that moving away from the big institutional model and into the safe, secure, community-based homes, it's going to work better for everyone.
Kingi Snalga is a barrister who's worked with young people detained in another youth justice residence, Korowai Manaaki in Auckland. He says it's common for his clients to present with fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, ADHD, or severe learning difficulties. Mr. Snalga says the residences normalise prisons for those rangatahi and also wants to see them eventually close.
It's actually not going to help this person by just locking them up if there are disabilities that are driving the offending.
The report made 17 recommendations, with 8 focusing on youth justice residences in general. The remaining 9 were specific to Te Mai Oha o Parikarangi, including prioritising hygiene.
An Oranga Tamariki statement says staff at times need to intervene to protect children from harming themselves or others. Its Deputy Chief Executive Youth Services, Alan Borum, is quoted saying staff sometimes have no option but to remove a young person from danger and every use of force is reviewed. At the time of the OCC visit, the statement says Te Mai Oha hand sanitizer and paper towel dispensers had been broken off unit walls and have now been replaced.